Stay tuned for more Jazz America with me, Russ Davis, right after the news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has called for continued American boots on the ground in Iraq and Syria to defeat the Islamic State. Carter said the United States and its allies have targeted Mosul in Iraq and Raqqa in Syria as their early objectives.
This is the parent tumor of ISIL, and we need to defeat it there, but then we need to combat it elsewhere around the world to which it has spread, and we also need to defeat our homeland.
The United States currently has about 3,550 service members in Iraq. About 2,750 are support staff of security forces, trainers, advisors, or support staff in other ways to the Iraqis. There are less than 50 U.S. special forces in Syria. As the United States, as the Chinese president, arrives in Iran for a state visit, the U.S. says it hopes Beijing continues to work with Washington to ensure Iran does not reconstitute its nuclear capabilities. Xi Jinping is the first state leader to visit Iran since Tehran implemented steps to roll back its nuclear program. Two nations have maintained close economic and military ties despite sanctions that have been imposed by the U.S. and Western nations. United States and China co-chairing a working group to oversee the new design of Iran's heavy water reactor so that it will not produce weapons-grade plutonium. Burundi's president, Pierre Nkurunziza, remained firm on Friday in his rejection of an African Union-proposed peacekeeping force to help restore calm to the country. Last month, the AU announced it would deploy 5,000 troops to Burundi. This is VOA News. The Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights says it is concerned by developments in Malawi that could stoke anti-gay sentiment, including incitement to murder. Lisa Schlein reporting from the UN in Geneva.
The UN Human Rights Office says it fears the decision by Malawi's chief prosecutor to drop charges against an individual accused of inflammatory statements against gays and lesbians could have serious consequences. Earlier this month, the spokesman of one of the country's main political parties publicly and on several occasions described gay and lesbian people as worse than dogs, and called for them to be killed. A criminal case was subsequently lodged against People Party spokesman Kenneth Imsonda by two civil society organizations, charging him with inciting others to break the law. The Director of Public Prosecutions decided to discontinue the case on Thursday, one day before Imsonda was due to appear before the Blantyre Magistrate Court. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Christine Lagarde says she wants a second term as managing director of the International Monetary Fund.
Well, first of all, I've received really fantastic nominations from many members, and I hear that there are other members who are considering the same process. I've started quite a few initiatives. I think I've moved the institution together with a fantastic team of staff, and I'm prepared to serve the membership longer. So I'm full of energy and enthusiasm to do so.
Lagarde has won the respect of global financial leaders for her role in helping keep Europe's 19-nation euro currency bloc from disintegrating as it dealt with the Greek crisis during her IMF tenure. There could, however, be a cloud over a second Lagarde term at the IMF. A French judge last month ordered her stand trial in the long-running investigation of her role in the approval of a French government payout to a business executive in his dispute with a state bank. IMF board has reiterated its confidence in Lagarde, and she has denied any wrongdoing in the case. U.S. stock market surged on Friday, closing with their first weekly gains of the new year after oil prices shot to their highest level in weeks. Investors were encouraged by the dramatic price in oil. The price in Brent crude shot up more than 8% to more than $32 a barrel, far above last week's low of $27. Stocks in Europe saw some of their best gains in months. On Friday, in Asia, stocks rose sharply, Tokyo's Nikkei leading the way.
That's the latest world news from VOA. This is Russ Davis. Welcome to another hour of Jazz America and the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with newly named NEA Jazz Master, turning 73 on the 23rd of January, Gary Burton. Yes, the master of the vibes, Gary Burton, turns 73 on the 23rd of January and becomes part of that hallowed hall that are the Jazz Masters, as named by the National Endowment for the Arts. That happens in April, and we'll be there to celebrate with him at Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., along with the other inductees. But let's don't get ahead of ourselves. Let's celebrate his birthday on this edition of Jazz America and begin this hour with a celebration of another birthday. The great J.J. Johnson, master of the trombone, celebrates a birthday on the 22nd of January. He was born in 1924. Alongside his fellow greats, Clifford Brown on trumpet, Jimmy Heath on tenor sax and baritone sax, John Lewis on piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Kenny Clarke on drums. What an all-star band! Here is a beautiful piece written by J.J. Johnson, who led the band on the album The Eminent, Volume 1. And I've always thought that an artist must reflect their time on earth, and the pace of life is part of that they'll be reflecting. Well, when superhighways were built to replace dirt roads and two-lane roads, and people were in cars driving at fast speeds, the speed of life itself changed. And instead of those dusty roads, it was superhighways or turnpikes. That's the name of the song written by J.J. Johnson from the album The Eminent, Volume 1, from 1953, when the speed of life changed quite a bit for everyone driving on the turnpike.
caminho. É um resto de toco, é um pouco sozinho. É um caco de vidro, é a vida, é o sol. É a noite, é a morte, é o laço, é o anzol. É a peroba do campo,
é o nó da madeira.
Canga, candeia,
é uma tita pereira.
É madeira de vento,
da ribanceira.
É um mistério profundo,
é o queira ou não queira.
É o vento ventando, é o fim da ladeira. É a viga, é o vão, festa da comeira.
É a chuva chovendo, é conversa ribeira das águas de março, é o fim da canseira.
É o pé, é o chão,
é a mastradeira.
Passarinho na mão,
pedra de atiradeira.
É uma ave no céu,
é uma ave no chão.
É um regato, é uma fonte,
é um pedaço de pão.
É o fundo do poço, é o fim do caminho. No rosto desgosto, é um pouco sozinho. É um estrepe,
é um breu,
é uma ponta,
é um ponto.
É um pingo,
pingando,
é uma conta,
é um ponto.
É um peixe, é um gesto,
é uma prata brilhando.
É a luz da manhã,
é o tijolo chegando.
É a lenha, é o dia, é o fim da picada. É a garrafa de cana, estilhaço na estrada.
É o projeto da casa, é o corpo na cama. É o carro enguiçado, é a lama, é a lama.
É um passo,
é uma ponte,
é um sapo,
é uma rã,
é um resto
de mato,
na luz
da manhã.
São as águas de março fechando o verão.
Minha promessa de vida no teu coração.
É José,
é um espinho,
na mão,
é um corte,
no pé.
São as águas de março fechando o verão.
É a promessa de vida no teu coração.
É pau,
é pedra,
é o fim
do caminho.
É um resto
de toco,
é um pouco
sozinho. É um passo, é uma ponte,
é um sapo, é uma rã.
É um belo horizonte,
é uma febre terçã.
São as águas de março fechando o verão. É a promessa de vida no teu coração. Pau,
pedra, vinho,
peixe,
coco,
ovo,
vinho,
agro,
hidro,
ida,
ol,
oite,
orte,
aço,
sol.
São as águas de março fechando o verão. É a promessa de vida no teu coração. Badaba, badibadiza, zazaziza, badananenha, andandede, badandede.
Born on the 25th of January in 1927, the late great master of the samba and bossa nova, one of Brazil's finest musicians ever, without a doubt, Antonio Carlos Jobim. And joining with him, another Brazilian legend, vocalist Elis Regina, with their version of Jobim's classic, The Waters of March. That was from a 1974 album titled Elis and Tom. It was her request that she do a complete album with him as a duo and all of his songs. Well, it was a beautiful, beautiful work. It's one of the greatest albums in the Latin music world of all time and part of the samba bossa nova craze that was ushered in with the work of Jobim, João Gilberto, Astor Gilberto, Elis Regina, and Stan Getz, who will be celebrating next week here on Jazz America. I'll tell you more about that later. Right now, though, let's turn once again to another of the great innovative artists in jazz history, the master of the vibes, Gary Burton. Now, Gary Burton started out, like many other young players, studying the masters, but then became a master of his own by branching out and trying new things. In the 1970s, we just heard from the 1974 album from Jobim and Elis Regina. Well, things were changing in the world of jazz. It was the blending of rock and jazz, jazz fusion. And Gary Burton became a part of that movement. Let's get the story from him and then a taste of the music he made back in those days here on VOA's Jazz America.
my inspiration for this was my years that I had just put in playing with Stan Getz. Stan had had a phenomenal success playing Brazilian music, and I sensed this trend toward music starting to interrelate, starting to become eclectic. And I asked myself, well, if I were going to break out of the jazz traditions and add other influences, what would I pick? And being as I was 23 or whatever years old at the time, I figured what I was interested in was the new pop music of the day. And I really loved the idea of just borrowing from anything that was attractive to us. So I was wanting to do this, but didn't have the right group in mind yet. And I had taken my first booking as a leader of my own group, as a trio, and told the club that if it might be a quartet if I could think of who else I wanted to bring. And about 2 weeks before the gig, I was at a rehearsal studio here in New York and met Larry Coryell at a session. And I heard him, you know, he had come to town as a jazz musician but started playing rock gigs to make a living when he first got here. So he was this kind of bizarre blend of a rock guitarist and a jazz guitarist. And I said, this is it. Now I can hear it. This is what I want to do. So I talked him into coming along for this first week, and that ended up being a regular thing, and it sort of just had a mind of its own once we got it going.
And the rest, as they say, is history, and part of that history is the album Duster. And from that, with Larry Coryell on guitar, here's the song 1-2-1-2-3-4 on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
Recorded in 1957. That is the legendary Benny Golson with J.J. Johnson, Kenny Dorham, Wynton Kelly, and Paul Chambers, another all-star band from the album The Modern Touch, with a beautiful piece by Benny Golson titled Venetian Breeze. Now, in this last set of music, we heard from some birthday boys. We celebrated Benny Golson, who was born on the 25th of January in 1929. Antonio Carlos Jobim, born in January of 1927, and on the same day as Benny Golson, by the way, the 25th of January, and J.J. Johnson, born on the 22nd of January in 1924. And we also heard music from the 50s and the 70s, including music from Mr. Gary Burton, the man who's in the spotlight this week on Jazz America. Well, we're going to give you a set of music that is fully from the 21st century. That's coming up. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you. And here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice. So write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received recently, which reads as follows. Good morning. My name is Abiba Mengesh, and I'm listening to you from Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. I'm new to jazz music, but I like it a lot. Please keep what you're doing, and I hope you'll get a lot of new followers like me. Thanks for introducing jazz music in my life. Abiba, I can't tell you how thrilling it is to read a message like yours. I'm so pleased that you're turning on to the magic of jazz. These artists pour their souls into this music and express themselves from the deepest recesses of their soul. So let's enjoy a little bit of music that was recorded at the Umbria Jazz Festival in Italy, and it was created by a trio of musicians led by Turkish-born pianist Fahir Otakoglu. Here is Gypsy in Me, recorded live at the Umbria Jazz Festival in Italy, just released. 21st Century Jazz for You, Abiba Mengesh from Addis Ababa, listening to VOA's Jazz America.
blue skies. I can make it rain when I want it to.
Question for you. What exactly is a jazz standard? Well, it could be a song from the 1960s or 70s, made famous from the Motown era by the Temptations. I Can't Get Next to You. That's become a standard. It's been recorded many times and by a gentleman who taps into that vein of soul music quite often in his career. That's David Sanborn, with vocalist Larry Braggs singing I Can't Get Next to You from Mr. Sanborn's latest release, Time and the River. This is Russ Davis, and let's return to conversation I've enjoyed over the years with the great master of the vibes, the birthday boy, turning 73 this month, the great NEA Jazz Master, just named, and he'll be awarded that NEA Jazz Master status at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. in the month of April. We'll look forward to that. Gary Burton is our special guest. Let's talk with him further and hear more of his latest recorded efforts here on Jazz America.
You know, there are folks inside the USA that have been following your music for years, know your story up and down. But the folks listening around the world in the Voice of America, many of them from email that I received, they're just learning about jazz for the first time. So folks listening around the world that don't know Gary Burton that well, he is credited with the creating what is known as the four mallet technique, first using it. Instead of just having two mallets in his hand, using four, two in each hand. Can you give folks a quick synopsis of how that came about, the original idea for doing that, and how difficult is it? You make it look easy.
Well, I wasn't the first person to play with four mallets. Red Norvo played with four mallets on the xylophone back in the 1920s. Mm. But people hadn't made much out of it. People tended to play just sort of block chords. Mm. And they didn't really use the mallets with more independence and contrapuntal lines and so on. And I started using the four mallets while I was in high school, because I lived in a small farm town in Indiana and there was no one to play with for the most part, and I played alone all the time, and it was too empty. I needed harmony. I needed to make the music sound more complete. So I started playing first the slow pieces, ballads and so on, with four mallets, and as I got more comfortable with that, then I started playing it on faster songs as well. Mm-hmm. So it became my style, sort of a keyboard approach to the instrument. Mm-hmm. And frankly, if I hadn't kind of opened the door to this, someone else would have. Mm-hmm. Soon. When I started playing the vibraphone, the year was 1949. The instrument was only 20 years old. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of possibilities that were sort of waiting to be discovered by the next generation of players that was coming along. So I came along at a great time. There was dampening techniques and four mallet playing and ways to play the instruments solo and unaccompanied and how to comp for other people and so on, that just were just ripe to be explored. Mm. And I've always considered that a real piece of good luck that I came along at the right time.
Well, it was a pretty good piece of good luck for folks that love wonderful music that you came along, whatever time it might have been, my friend. And Gary, thank you so much. Dinner's here.
Okay.
Have a great second set. Thank
Thanks,
you for the time, as always.
Pleasure.
Bingen, the name of that song, Gary Burton with Pat Metheny and other all-stars, and Germany's SWR Big Band from the new release, Hommage à Eberhard Weber, dedicated to the great bassist who, alongside Mr. Metheny and Gary Burton, recorded for the ECM label before he was rendered unable to perform music after a stroke. Now, here's another all-star aggregation with Gary Burton. We'll tell you more about it after we hear it on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
it seems if you're going to put together an all-star band, you're going to bring in Gary Burton to play the vibes. With Christian McBride and other members of the roster of artists who perform for Detroit's Mack Avenue record label, that's the Mack Avenue All-Star Band, recorded live at the 2015 Detroit Jazz Festival with the song Sudden Impact. I hope you enjoyed our salute to Gary Burton, and next week on Jazz America, I'm going to give you a 1990 conversation I had with the late, great Stan Getz. It was in the summer of 1990, 1 year before his passing in June of 1991 at the age of 64. We'll remember Stan Getz and hear lots of his wonderful music on the next Jazz America. Join me then, won't you?